The New Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. Hear God's Word. The subtitle for this chapter is Jesus Heals in Response to Faith. When Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. A leader of the synagogue, whose name was Jairus, came and fell down before him, pleading with him to heal his little daughter. "She is about to die," he said in desperation. "Please come and place your hands on her, heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and the crowd thronged behind. And there was a woman in the crowd who had a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors through the years and had spent everything she had to pay them. But she got no better. In fact, she got worse. She heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched the fringe of his robe. For she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his clothing, I'll be healed." And immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel that she had been healed. Jesus realized at once that the healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "All this crowd is pressing in around you. How can you ask who touched me?" But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and told him what she had done. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You have been healed." And while he was still speaking to her, messengers arrived from Jairus' home with a message, "Your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now." But Jesus ignored their comments and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just trust me." Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter and James and John. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion and the weeping and the wailing. He went inside and spoke to the people. "Why is all this weeping and commotion?" he asked. "The child isn't dead. She's only asleep." The crowd laughed at him, but he told them all to go outside. And then he took the girl's father and mother and three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said, "Get up, little girl." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. Her parents were absolutely overwhelmed. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone what had happened, as he told them so to give her something to eat. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the New Testament scripture from Mark's Gospel.